The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So finding a comfortable posture for the meditation, listen to the body, make adjustments. Some people like to take a couple of longer, deeper breaths as a way of settling. And eventually allowing the breath to continue on its own. Realizing the simple truth that I care about this life here, this body and mind, caring enough to listen, to be close to the experience, caring enough to feel what's here to be felt, to be actually interested. Moving in the direction of being undefended, or soft, open, honest. It feels like this now. Opening to the body and mind, opening to the way it is, feels like this now. And it's okay that it's like this now. It may not be pleasant. May not be perfect clarity or ease of heart, but it's okay that it is the way that it is. And we demonstrate that truth by relaxing and opening and seeing things as clearly as can be seen in this moment. And we train the mind not to be afraid of what's confusing or ambiguous, not clear. In other words, we can be clear that the mind is unclear. It's like this. I care about this life. Caring enough to be open and undefended, intimate with the way things are now. And even giving the mind, the heart, permission not to have to define, to tell ourselves what the experience is, whether we're good or bad, practicing right or wrong. Instead, we're just willing to be close. Willing to remember this is being known, it's like this now. And seeing value just in the being open, the remembering to be aware. See this as an enlivening act of compassion. Just to be aware, to be willing to feel what's here to feel. And appreciating the freedom of not needing to explain things to ourselves or define our experience to ourselves. I care enough to offer a simple, generous wish. May this heart be free from suffering. May wisdom and love protect this heart always. So in a relaxed way, maybe change the words so they're more meaningful for you, but repeat a phrase similar to that from time to time. Again, it could be something like, I care about this life, this tender heart. May this heart be free from suffering, and may the deepest wisdom and love protect this heart always. So it could be shorter or longer, but keep it simple. And most importantly, after you repeat a phrase, then take several seconds just to feel more directly, more immediately, the emotional tone of that self-compassion, that love, as an expansive, trustworthy emotion right here and now in the heart and mind. And then after a while, repeat the phrase again if you need it. I care about this heart, this tender heart. Care enough to be close, to be aware, and I care enough to wish well. May this heart be free from suffering, and may the deepest wisdom and love protect this heart always. Compassion or love has a way of being able to include all parts. So if there's an angry or rageful part or a closed down part or whatever, when we repeat the phrase or feel the tone of caring about this life, it includes all those different patterns. All that personality, everything belongs, even the stuff that's not pretty. when the emotional tone or feeling of love, self-compassion is strong, then you can even drop the words altogether and tune in, meditate on that beautiful emotional quality of love. Let it expand and fill the space of the body and mind. It will naturally, organically want to go out to others. And then just notice the mind bringing to mind other dear folks in your life, or pets, or other creatures. And a real natural sense of love flowing out, expanding out to include them, wishing them well. May they be free from suffering. May wisdom and love protect them always. With or without the phrases, just see what the mind supports that the mind need, but keep it simple. And even if it seems like something's in the way of the mind connecting with compassion, the basic tenderness, loving quality of the heart, perhaps it's possible to have compassion for what you find is in the way. Like if you find that your mind right now just happens to be really superficial and just thinking about lunch or something like that, notice that quality of the mind through the lens of compassion. Well, this is what it's like to be a superficial human being, and I care about that. Caring about things, worrying about things that are ultimately not that important. It's its own kind of suffering, own kind of delusion, and I care about it. I care enough to be close and care enough to offer this simple wish. May this heart be free from suffering. May wisdom and love protect me always. May all beings, all my friends, all my dear ones, all the difficult people in my life, in the world, may all beings also be free from suffering, free from the causes of suffering, the underlying roots. May wisdom and love protect us all. But again, the most important thing is to actually sense that expansive, tender quality of the heart, emotional quality of the heart, and to let that ultimately be the meditation object. The heart that cares. A heart that's not afraid to feel. And in particular, for the last couple minutes, if you can, tuning into the fearless quality of compassion and love. This is what allows the heart to be open and undefended and sensitive and responsive, is this fearless quality. So we rest in the great and the beautiful brokenheartedness of compassion. The heart that's willing to feel. Feel the immensity of suffering in our own lives and around us. And there's this beautiful profound spiritual alchemy. The heart, the mind that opens to the immensity of suffering, the very deep truth of how all of us, all beings, are exposed, some in more obvious ways of being oppressed and harmed. But there's a way in opening that the heart can respond with compassion, tenderheartedness, a willingness to engage, to do what can be done, and that this is something enlivening and liberating. It's not a big burden. It's really how one's life becomes beautiful and fulfilling. How we express our freedom, really participating more fully in these circles of giving and receiving.